because he has not believed in the name of the only Son of God, the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
You know, very often we might feel that if we doubt, we doubt,
opposite of faith is certainty. Faith means that we give ourselves over to something that we don't fully understand. Faith, not certainty, is the basis of religion. Faith, not certainty, is the basis of our Christian religion. Faith, not certainty, is the basis of the belief in the Trinity. The Trinity cannot be understood by humans in any way. If anyone ever tells you that they understand the Trinity, they need therapy. They're delusional. You can't. It's impossible. It's beyond our concept. I remember once having a conversation with a Jewish work colleague of mine. She was from Israel, and we were talking about God and faith, and she, out of the blue, she says to me, "But you Christians believe in the three gods." I really didn't know how to respond to that. I couldn't use the words of Jesus because she didn't believe in Jesus. I tried to say how Jesus came, was made flesh, and sent to save humanity. And that the bond between the Father and the Son is the love of the Holy Spirit, and that is the power that works in the world. She looked at me like I had three heads. She just couldn't believe it because she was trying to understand something that could not, that cannot be understood. She had it reversed. She was trying to understand in order to believe. Sometimes you have to believe in order to understand. Sometimes you have to believe in order to understand. The Holy Trinity has to be believed. And then maybe, through the grace of God, we can begin to get some idea of what that means. And what exactly do we believe? Well, we believe that there is one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God. The Father is not the Son or the Holy Spirit, and the Son is not the Holy Spirit or the Father. In other words, there's only one God who is really three distinct persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Each of those persons is God. Now, obviously, the idea of three into one makes no sense. It's illogical from a human perspective. So when we try to understand the doctrine of the Trinity, we tend to make it a mathematical problem, and that doesn't work. And when we try to understand it in other ways, that doesn't work either, because we're human, and we're using our human intellect to try to understand the unfathomable. The problem essentially is that we try to make God too small. We reduce God to human terms, and that doesn't work. God is not like human beings, and we get really messed up when we try to describe God using the same language that we use to describe one another. But what else do we have? That's all we have. And that's fine. But we have to remember that the whole truth of the nature of God is simply beyond us. It's beyond our understanding. So when we human beings try to explain the Trinity, we have to understand that it's only a basic sketch of the mystery and nature of God, that we can never fully describe what God is really like. God is a mystery. All we can do is stand before God in awe. And that's all we can do. But, of course, we try to explain, because we're human beings, we need to grasp something. So if it's impossible to understand the Trinity, why do we even try? Well, we do so for a couple of reasons. Contemplating the Trinity brings us face to face with the mystery of God. It helps us to begin to understand the complexity of God, God's otherness, God's mystery. It helps us to recognize the God that we meet in the Bible, in history, and in our own lives. Ultimately, it helps us to worship God, because the Holy Trinity is the foundation of much of Christian worship and liturgy. When we contemplate the Trinity, it helps us to understand the nature of God, and that we are made in the image of God. The Trinity, then, is a model for our human relationships, because both as individuals and in our community and in our family. You see, as we know, we're made in the image of God. And God is a community of persons in a mutual loving relationship. So then, the core of humanity is the love of relationship with God and with one another. That's why the Catechism of the Catholic Church says, the mystery of the Most Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith. The mystery of the Holy Trinity is the central mystery of Christian faith and life. In other words, the Trinity is not only central to what we believe, it's central to how we live. St. John puts it this way, God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. God is love, and all who live in love live in God, and God lives in him. You know what? I guess the Trinity is not a conflict, it's love. It's just love.